back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, May 8th, and joining me in studio this morning, Lisa Clark. She's a copy editor and at Concordia Publishing House, and also author of a new book about to release called Blessings and Prayers for Parents. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being in studio this morning and coming to talk about your book. Now, tell us, what does a copy editor do at Concordia Publishing House?
That's a good question. An easy way I try to explain it is it's kind of a quality control step in publishing. So I get to read a lot of great products from CPH and check different things. Yes, of course, the grammar and the punctuation, those things, but also checking Bible verses and all of that. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to really be in the Word every day.
Aha. So making sure that we get our references right when we submit.
Yes, we try our best.
Very good. Now, you have prepared, you've written a book called Blessings and Prayers for Parents. What prompted this piece?
Well, Blessings and Prayers is a series from Concordia Publishing House, and it's geared, we have some for moms, for dads, for confirmands, I should say men and women, confirmands, different stages in life, and now we have one for parents, and I've just been so thrilled to be able to work with this. Peggy Keady, who's the editor of it, had asked me to write for it because we've worked on a few other projects, and it was a joy because not only am I a parent, but of course I know parents with friends, my own parents, and I was hoping that it'd be a tool for parents to really be in the Word and to be strengthened in their vocations.
As I've been working through this this book, I'm a parent too. Obviously, Lauren and I have a lovely little child, a joyful little cherub at home, and he is a joy. And as I was reading through this, It's encouragement.
I'm glad.
The blessings that you share from Scripture, the Word of God that you've selected for this text, do speak to parents and the vocation that we've been given as parents. And the pieces or the selections that you've chosen from Scripture are things that I don't necessarily always think about in my vocation as parent. So it was nice to sit down and read this and think, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that is wise to read God's word and think about it from the perspective of my vocation as parent.
Sure. Well, there are all kinds of self-help books and different parenting advice books.
Right.
And this is not that. I start out right from the beginning and saying, you know, that's not what this is. But, you know, we know that there are no perfect parents, except, of course, for our Heavenly Father. And so who knows best? And so our Bible, then, you know, God's Word can be just a wonderful encouragement and guide to be parents. So instead of trying to give any kind of advice as Lisa, the mom, go to God the Father and what He has to say about parenting.
I think what I find most helpful is how you address trying times such as change and transition. Children grow up.
Absolutely.
How do we brace ourselves for that?
Yes, that was a big challenge when I started writing the book because I started telling some friends, "Oh, I'm writing a devotional on parenting," and one would say, "Oh, make sure you talk about this problem or this joy or this stressor and this stage in life." And I thought, "Oh man, you know, there are so many different families, so many different children." So what I tried to do is show that yes, parenting can be joyful, but there's also sorrow, there's fear, there's stress. So I divided my devotions into different segments for that. And I also tried to address different stages in life. So you may read a devotion that might not actually address the specific stage you're in, but maybe can prepare you for the future or it can remind you of the past. And what I really hope is as you read these, it can give you empathy for fellow parents who might be going through a certain stage, even if you are not at the moment.
Sure.
So you can build each other up as brothers and sisters in Christ.
And that's just it. It's understanding our vocations under the cross, and you've done that. You know, just look, as we were talking about that transitions and making changes, you talked about, going from one, teachers and parents both understand making transitions can always bring in, can always introduce challenges or difficulties, can always bring in a whole storm of other things.
Absolutely.
And so going from one classroom to another, it can happen. Going from one thing to another, but moving or changing schools or changing daily routines, those types of things can bring in a whole slew of other problems. But those are just the things that we're given, and that's what how we live under the cross, and so we teach our children the Word of God, and we trust that God provides for us. And you've done a nice job of putting all that together.
Well, thank you. I know that one particular devotion I'm going to need to read myself again. I wrote it, you know, a little while back, but my family, I'm married to Pastor Matt Clark.
Oh yeah, we know him.
Yeah, he's on here often, and we just moved from Waterloo to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We moved schools, you know, in the middle of the year, and you know, all kinds of things. So it was a comfort to know again, to be reminded that the Lord is with us and He can bring us through all the different stages in life that He gives us.
Absolutely. So blessings and prayers for parents. When is that due out? When is it available?
Well, if you are into the Kindle version, the digital version, it actually just released this week. So you get a sneak peek. But if you'd like the print version, you can get that in about a month.
Okay.
Early June, June 2nd should be the time that you can get that. You can pre-order by mm-hmm. going online and having that ready for you.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I have to say the electronic edition is handy because then you have
yes.
it. If you carry an electronic device, a Kindle, an iPad, or something like that around with you, then you can really just have it with you all the time, which I'm finding is a lot easier than lugging books around and a diaper bag and the car
yes.
seat and everything else. So.
Definitely. And this structure of this book is meant so that you could spend quite a long time in it any given day, but you mm-hmm. could also just spend a few minutes. So the digital version is great because even if you're waiting in line or, you know, you have a moment, mm-hmm. you can just pull that up and read a small section and get some strength for the day there.
It is. It's nice. Yeah. It, even if you have the Kindle app on your phone, mm-hmm. on, you know, on a iPhone or an Android phone,
yes.
anything like that, you can just sit down and read it while you're in the waiting room at the doctor's office.
Definitely.
Those types of things. To have that encouragement with you, it's a great idea to get the electronic edition. Not that the print edition isn't nice to have too.
And it's a small print edition. It's made to be basically pocket size. You can fit it in that diaper bag or your purse or whatever you have there too. So you can do either version. I hope that it can be a blessing, whatever version you choose to use. And it's great to have that flexibility.
I have to say, my wife has a diaper bag and I have a diaper bag. and then we have another one that we use for nicer occasions. People were very generous when we had our baby showers.
That's
and
great.
Mine is the only one that has a pocket for books.
I see. Well, that would be a perfect addition.
So it'll fit nicely in there for encouragement like this. Now, and you mentioned there are others in the Blessings and Prayers series as
That's
well.
Right.
Blessings and Prayers for Expectant Moms, I see, is in that series. And you mentioned mm-hmm. for Confirmands and others. So before and after reading this book, there are other books that in that series that might be helpful to you as well.
Definitely. And if you have a different, you know, even if you have a different need for your particular vocations of the day, of course, you mm-hmm. are, you know, the Blessings and Prayers for Men can mm-hmm. be great. But then, of course, you've got the parents. There's ones for caregivers. So absolutely different stages, and you can use more than one at any given time.
Well, apparently a parent had something to do with the cover of this book, because the cover is the artwork on the cover. It really relates to parents and what we deal with every day.
Yes.
Blessings and Prayers for Parents. And then on the cover, you see a clothesline.
That's right. And not only that, I just love the creativity. Yes, the graphic designer, I just loved that cover that she designed. She is a mom,
mm-hmm.
and there's pictures of different families.
Right.
And I thought that was a great representation of what this book is about. Because, again, there's not a one-size-fit-all family, and that's definitely shown there, too, on that clothesline.
Now, how much of the writing comes from your experience? How many of the stories come from your experience as a parent in this book?
There are definitely some in there. There's a devotion for my son in there. You can kind of see him shine in one of them. My daughter's featured in a different one. But I definitely didn't want it to make it mm-hmm. about Lisa's
sure.
family either.
Right.
So I did let my experiences, of course, influence that. But I also watched my friends. I watched mm-hmm. my parents, my in-laws, and some of the things that they've gone through, and tried to use those to influence as well, especially for stages that I haven't personally mm-hmm. gone through yet.
Sure. And I haven't made it through the whole book yet. Mm-hmm. I'm about a little over halfway through.
Oh, wow.
Do you cover, what are some of the topics that you address in the themes of some of the devotions?
Definitely. Well, you know, as I said earlier, I first divide the devotions in joy in parenting, sorrow, fear, stress, and peace. So you can kind of go through that way. But then there's also different stages like empty nesting, you know, grade school, you know, when your child is a teenager and all the different factors there. Being a parent to adults who now have kids. And, you know, kind of how does that work? How do your parenting roles shift there? So definitely a big variety. And again, I hope that helps us build empathy for one another and our different stages as well. It's definitely not a book you need to read from page one to page 191 because of that. But you can definitely pick and choose depending on your mood for the day, depending on the struggle that you have, and just, you know, depending on what you're going through that day.
So it might be something nice when you maybe have some quiet time before everybody else gets up in the morning.
Definitely.
We were just talking with some moms a couple of days ago on Faith and Family, and I asked three different moms in busy pastors' households, when is it quiet in your house? When, if ever, is it quiet in your house? And one of the moms said, when the dogs are at the groomers, dad is at work, and the kids are at school. Which doesn't happen all that often.
No, it does not.
And she said, then she gets a cup of coffee and can enjoy some quiet time. And so this is probably one of those, I think this is one of those perfect books for those quiet times. But it, like we said earlier, if you get the electronic edition, it can be or you know, pack the pocket size edition in your bag. It can be great for when you're on the run too.
Definitely. It can even work for groups.
In
a women's group, we've used the Blessings and Prayers for Women before. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in a parenting group or if you need a little devotional before, you know, a young families get together or something, that can be a great way to open your time together.
And encourage one another,
Absolutely.
Too. See, there are other people that go through these difficulties and challenges as well.
I think that's so important. I think we're so often, you know, feel as if we need to say everything's just fine, where everything's great, and hopefully this book can show, no, it's okay to
share. It deals with real life. We're real Christians. We're real human beings. We deal with sin on a daily basis, and that sin is dealt with through confession and certainly the forgiveness of Christ. And that's what this book brings us to, is that forgiveness that we find in Jesus, and that's where it is. That's what we hear about in these blessings and prayers. It's not about how to be a better or a perfect parent.
No.
How to be a forgiven parent living under the cross.
Absolutely.
Well, Lisa, it has been good talking with you about this Blessings and Prayers for Parents from Concordia Publishing House. The electronic edition, the Kindle edition, available right now online.
Yes, cph.org or your Kindle store.
Or the print edition due out in early June. You can pre-order it now at cph.org. CPH.org, or can they call and order it as well?
Yes, you can. You can call 1-800-325-3040 and they'll get you all set up.
Very good. Now, any, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, but any other good stuff coming down the line, that anything that you can give us hints about coming out soon?
That I've written or the other books coming out?
You know, that maybe you're editing that you can or can't give a hint about?
Oh, there are so many great things. I'm trying to think of anything in particular. One I'm personally excited about, just because I've ever written it, was an Arch book coming out for Christmas. I get to do the Christmas one this year, and I'm a hymn writer also, so I actually, it's called The Songs of Christmas, and you actually can sing the whole Arch book.
Well, of course you can sing Arch books, they rhyme.
Right. Well, it's written so that it's written to the tune, and so you can, I don't recommend it straight through, though. It'll be a very long song to sing.
Well, we've been talking with Lisa Clark. She's a copy editor at Concordia Publishing House and author of Blessings and Prayers for Parents from Concordia Publishing House. Lisa, thanks so much for being our guest on His Time this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO.